Yeah, welcome to the Game 365 podcast, man. I got Squeak motherfucking Nutty Bug here, man.
Yeah! What's up with it, gang? What's up with it, gang?
Samoa Evan, man.
Hey, man.
You know, yes. How you doing, though, man?
Man, God wakes me up, and that is the gift every day. Mm-hmm. And, man, everything else is extras, you know what I'm saying? As long as he wakes me up, I'm very thankful because I know a lot of brothers that I grew up with and came up with aren't here, you know what I'm saying? I mean, period, across the world for all types of reasons. So I'm just very thankful, my brother, and thank you for that question.
So where you come from then? Let us know. Where are you born and raised? You from the town, Seattle, Tacoma?
Yeah, right now I'm up in there in Stinking Beacon. I'm on Stinking Beacon, you know what I'm saying? No, I'm in the town, still in Seattle, you know what I'm saying? Raised out of what? Skyway, South End, Rainier Beach, mm-hmm. Skyway Park, you know. Grew up in on Dell Ridge in West Seattle, you know what I'm saying? Went to elementary out there.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And yeah, man, went to high school, Ingram, Renton, Zion. I was part of some hip hop street revolutionary type stuff.
They call it
hip hop.
Okay.
So I was in the breaking cusp with the hip hop out here in the '90s, you know, as a young break dancer, young B boy, you know what I'm saying? Out here with some of my partners, you know what I mean?
So yeah. Where'd you get inspired to do rap, or was it just the streets, or was it at school, or like was it grandma or grandpa or dad or mom or uncles playing the music when they was cleaning up on Sunday or what?
Hey, you remember the Sugar Hill Gang?
Yeah, of course.
There it is, man.
A hip hop.
Okay. Hey, you know what I'm saying? After that, man, everybody that heard that should have wanted to do that.
But would you hear that, though? Did you hear it walking down the street? Or
no, I had some older cousins, and you know what I'm saying? They would go get the wax and tape, and, you know, as a youngster, you know, I would look up and watch them kicking it and dancing. And then one day, they got a tape recorder, and somehow I got a hold of... They started having me say things on the tape recorder to the beat, man. Then that's where I got a kick. But, you know, I first started it after I was hanging with my buddy Ill Rock and DLD. Mm. And, I'm dancing and stuff. And, you know, somehow, I say something on the mic, I left it alone. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I didn't, you know, want to take away from what they was doing. Yeah, being a little biter. I was good at dancing, you know what I mean? But, yeah, you know, later on things happened and I got a hold of it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I got a hold of it messing with my buddy RC, you know what I'm saying? I got a hold of it cutting out to Minneapolis, messing with Self One and them guys, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
you know
for
what
sure.
I'm saying? And
sure.
Yeah, I got that microphone, man, and it's, yeah.
So was this in the 80s, the early 90s? What? When was this? Because I want to know, people that don't know the history of Seattle culture and music, they want to know how this shit all started. Like,
late, you know, 88.
Late 88.
Pushed all the way through the 90s. It got better. You know what I'm saying? I touched the mic, you know, on Top Tone in Minneapolis for the first time. I was doing like a, just saying some words, a flock of birds flash from my lips and just, you know, popping like spoken word.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that was the first one. And then I got out here to Seattle. First, I was cutting little songs with them guys out there in Minneapolis. But then I got to Seattle and, my buddy Q-Ball and A-Vale, they call him, what's that, HK? You know what I'm saying? They was like, man, we got this cat, man, RC, man. He make the beats for DMS. DMS signed with D-Shot and E-40. Man, I didn't even know who them people was, man.
All right.
I came from Minneapolis. I swear I didn't know who it was, man. And they was like, yeah, the boy RC's hot, woo, woo, woo. And so, yeah, I came to RC's house, man, and, man, history's done, you know what I'm saying? And
dropped a banger,
man, you know what I'm saying? And
guaranteed.
Was running around the town, you know, some surprising things happened as soon as the song was done, you know?
It
was crazy.
Because I remember when I was little, you had one of your album covers was over there by Rainier Beach somewhere on top of a car or some shit, wasn't it?
Yeah. Well, the first one was Rest in Peace, Jackie, and it was in front of Rainier Beach in the Village. On a 53rd.
Where Stock Market used to be at.
Yeah,
where the Stock Market?
Market.
Yeah, I remember
that.
Yeah.
And, man, it was wild because graphics wasn't in yet.
It was just a picture and you just,
you know what I'm saying? And so when the graphics, computer graphics came in, I got a chance to have it redone the new way. Uh-huh. But I don't even think people was cool with just a cassette. I think I came in right when CDs, compact discs
were. Huh. I don't remember. You know what I'm saying? I just remember that album cover. You was on top of a lowrider or some shit.
Yeah, that's
I don't know.
A good album. That's really cheating.
Oh, okay. Well, let's talk about this album, man.
That's what it looked like.
So where this shit come? This is classic right here, man. Tell us about this though. Squeak Nutty Bug, Reality Cheating.
Yeah.
Really cheating. Really, oh, my fault. Really cheating.
Really cheating.
Let's talk about this, man. So, you know, what inspired, you know what I'm saying, to get started on this level to where you want to put, you know, just an album together and, you know, create a tape for the city, for the world?
Man, I was a kid with a dream with another kid that had the same passion as mine. Mm-hmm. And luckily we had some people in position to make that dream reality. Because like I said, as soon as I got done with the song, my man's brother had a record company.
Wow.
And was managing and producing a producer that produced E-40's music.
Yeah.
And that.
Who's this, Funk Daddy?
That was James D. Croon.
Oh, okay.
His brother. RC's brother.
Okay, I'm just trying to see because I know a little bit about history, who was fucking with who, but
James,
I don't know everything.
You gotta, that's why I'm giving it to you, man.
Yeah, yeah, I like
so
that.
So James D. Croon and Dominique Davis made me and RC's passion and dream reality. Along with Kevin Gardner.
That's a blessing. So fast forward, you know, you've been rapping for, you know, 20-something plus years and, you know, staying relevant and consistent, you know what I'm saying, in the music game. So what are some of the important relationships that you built throughout your time, you know, doing music that kept you relevant because you're still performing today, you're still making things happen, you're still able to get up there with the youngsters and still engage the crowd. So talk to me about, you know, your energy and your vibe, you know what I'm saying, in the industry and then just performing in general, though, you know?
Well, you know, we look at this music and this hip-hop whole thing, and we look at where it goes wrong. Well, that's cool, right? We see where it go wrong, you know, the penitentiaries, the hidden agendas. Well, you know, if you just be real with it, where did hip-hop start and what was the message? Go back to the beginning, the basics, you teaching something. So as long as they got someone that wants a message sent and you can teach a positive message, hip-hop is going to be what it is.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You could talk and rap about photo classes or podcasts or being a doctor or a lawyer. We just did a show with my buddy, Mari Bass One, and his dad, Mr. Benjamin.
The
kid came in there, the young lady came in there and said, you could be whatever you want to be, a doctor, a lawyer. So, you know, know what I'm saying?
Facts.
There's some good in this game, too. It's not always a bad one. So, you know, just keep your energy focused on where you want to go. I mean, the record label's going to tell you, hey, we need you to, you know, call women out their name all day on this song.
Yeah.
You know, they like that.
They pay them to do that, or what you think?
Hell yeah. You're going to get paid if you set your race back a million years.
Yeah,
every time they turn it on, you're going upside the girl's head and, you know, throwing her out in the street, whatnot, you know what I'm saying, or running out in the street with her, you know what I'm saying?
So you think that, you know, especially within the music industry, that, you know, there's a programming going on? Because words are spells and people don't realize that. So if I could put...
Everyone has choices. So if you with the spell makers and casting spells, you're good. You feel me? That's where you're going to go.
Yeah.
But like I said, you know, it's a yin and a yang. There's both sides to it. You know, it's where you want to go or where you getting drawn to or what your calling is. Like I just heard someone say something tonight in this room. Like, hey, man, I think it was you set it off there with the young guys 30 plus.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? If you going to sleep and you still thinking about rapping and fashion and playing basketball, well, Cat Daddy, that's your calling, Jack.
That's your calling.
You better run it up. Run it straight through the middle. Pass the ball. I'm on the first yard line, baby.
Real talk.
You feel me? So, you know, I got with Pastor Zachary Bruce.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got with Herman Akins, you know, Freedom, Jesus Center. And somehow it's like whatever you're around, your environment or what you decide to put in is what you put out. So they gave me some good game.
Yeah, guaranteed.
You know, it ain't a game.
Not at all.
You can call it a game if you want, but if this is how I got to give this message, man, without God in it, man, it ain't going nowhere. So try to think positive and come with some love, you know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
You can party, you know what I'm saying, but come with some love, you know what I'm saying? You can get out there and stay dripped, you know, and floss and do all that cool stuff, you know, but keep some love in it, you know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing wrong with that.
You think there's a lot of hate in the music industry right now, like especially within this new generation in Seattle and the Northwest and shit, like they funking and going live and, you know, they're rapping about each other instead of, like, you know, really putting quality music out there.
Yeah, I mean, they wouldn't even get together in a snatch and grab. They'll go attack each other before they would even come up with each other, even if that was the field they're in, you know what I'm saying? I wouldn't be here having to tell people who I was on the 365 game show if they knew who I was. Mm. So whatever they up to, you know what I'm saying, it's going to come back, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You got to figure it out. And I'm looking at the town now. It's really cool because I was on Facebook the other day and somebody put up a post of the Mount Rushmore faces of Seattle.
Mm.
So, you know, even when that went through, I'm like, wow, that's gonna shake them up.
Yeah.
You know, that's going to shake up the new school, the old school.
Yeah.
That's going to shake everybody. So when it got the faces, it put up Sir Mix-a-Lot, number one.
Mm-hmm.
It got Macklemore, number two. And then Ishmael from Diggable Planets, number three. And then it left the fourth one blank.
Yeah, yeah.
Now I know when they did that in L.A., the Mount Rushmore faces, it was like Ice Cube, E-40.
Yeah.
Hey, it was something. It was really big. They was really tripping about that. Like, who's going to be that? So in Seattle, they already didn't bow down and was like, the only face is going to be a Nasty Ness. But what's cool about it is I know the new generation don't even know.
None of them but Macklemore.
Or, I know, you got to know Mix-a-Lot.
Well, they know Mix-a-Lot through Posse's on Broadway and then Nicki Minaj.
No, they
don't know Ish. Remixing Anaconda and shit. But how do you feel about that? You know, the 50 years of hip hop and about, you know, the controversy behind, you know, somebody that comprised their own list. Like, what do you feel about that list?
I love it, you know? I love it. Mm-hmm. I mean, let them keep talking about it. That just keeps it going.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I mean, that's the game, you know? They got their list. Everyone got a list. And, you know?
You think that, you know what I'm saying, there was a good part to the list and it was a negative to the list? Or it's just that was that individual's take on who he or she felt was top 50 in music, fashion, producing, and culture as far as Seattle hip-hop?
Yeah, where I come from, man, there wasn't no list, so they should be happy they got one. Mm. I mean, in Seattle, it wasn't really popping like it is now. We didn't get no rap concerts, homie.
Yeah.
You feel me? It wasn't like that rap on the radio like that. We was listening to Kool Moe Dee sometime. You feel me? Yeah. So the way it is right now, it's wide open game. Go for it, man. Get it. You know what I'm saying? What's the other Mount Rushmore's faces? I don't know. Make another list.
You know
what I'm saying? Keep it going. Make Seattle pop. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, keep the culture lit.
Keep it popping, you know? Yeah. I mean, it's divided anyway. There's like 6% African-American population in Seattle and 95% others. But that's in our hip-hop field also. So if we can make some noise and let people know that we started it and we're still here, man, you know, we need to make some noise then. Say all the names.
Yeah.
Don't just say some. Say all of them.
Yeah, put everybody
on. Don't play. Say it. Say who got you going. Who you heard. Who you hear from.
Who's your top three? Who's your top five rappers all time, music-wise, in Seattle?
Top five off the head, I mean.
From growing up in the music game in Seattle, whoever you felt was first, to right now, young and old, who's top five? Because, you know, from you being early on in the music scene in Seattle until you being in the music scene 2023, you know, you have opportunity to give us some history and some, you know, present, you know what I'm saying, flavor when it comes to that list.
I like the business aspects of all the ones that we don't know. Like, the names that I would like to name, I don't really know them.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And I know they're out there, you know, but who do I see working? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, consistent.
Consistent, like you said, stay consistent.
Yeah, yeah.
All those that stay working from November December, January, February, March, April, May. If you're running like that all 12 months and you got a name and you know you're doing it,
yeah,
man, you're the first one on the list, bro. Mm-hmm. You do this podcast, the boy said you've been at it.
Yeah,
the first one on the list.
Yeah.
You know them DJs that do all the shows?
Yeah.
What DJ do a show every month in this town?
Yeah.
We know him.
Yeah.
We know his name. We know his crew. Man, them guys are the ones keeping the music going because the rappers ain't sharing it.
Yeah.
Whoever's playing this Seattle music. There's too many
politics in that shit.
Whoever's playing somebody from Seattle, give them the props because the rappers ain't sharing each other's. They barely share their own. Mm-hmm. So if you can play it on the radio, you can play it in the club, you better love whoever the hell is doing that. Mm-hmm. Because I don't know you. You make lists all you want.
Yeah.
You make all the lists you want.
Yeah.
They ain't playing you, spinning you. You ain't popping up nowhere. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
What do you think about the politics behind these rappers not supporting each other? Because Seattle's supposed to support Seattle, but then you have so many sections of music, politics, street shit that is keeping a lot of people from being able to kind of merge together and become one sound. So it's like we're in Seattle, but really it's like 36 sounds in the town.
Yeah, they need to tell the truth. You know, whatever get the party popping, whatever keeps it going, whoever's what it is. Like, I, you know what's crazy? There's a list or whatever the list, but I didn't see Little Mosey's name on the list.
I don't think I seen it.
I ain't seen his name on none of these lists.
Mm-hmm. Probably because they say he's from Mount Vernon or something. I don't know if it was supposed to be Seattle specifically or what. I don't know. That's what I'm saying. It was the person that comprised the list is their idea and perspective.
I mean, they act like the boy ain't even from Seattle. I don't even hear his name, but
he
got it going on, man.
Oh, yeah, that, he
came, bam, that was it. It was a rap, and I like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's sad that, you know, that's the new generation. They ain't around it, you know what I'm saying? We gonna, you say them politics and stuff like that? Like I said, man, press play. Let the music speak for itself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you see a guy working for it, congratulate him, support him, you know what I'm saying? Because there's a lot of people that aren't here today.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, I like to really add on to this, you know. The COVID stuff is real, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That watching your health is real, you know what I'm saying? People are passing out, need to go get the health check. You need to, you know, keep your distance. It's the wintertime.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That COVID awareness push is good because when has the world ever really cared about another person?
Yeah.
You care when you see some of these homeless people or some of these other people. You be like, look, wash your hands so you didn't get yourself sick and someone else sick. The whole world came together on that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, stuff like that. But, man.
What do you feel that, you know what I'm saying, based upon you being in the music industry and just Seattle culture ingrained in it, do you believe that going forward that you will ever offer a mentorship program for the youth and showing them how to, you know, get in this shit, stay relevant, and stay consistent?
I would love to do that. I would love to do that. Matter of fact, I think my first project, I kind of wrote up a proposal, and I passed it to my buddy, and he was like, man, you better just do it. Don't show it to nobody.
Yeah.
But, you know, I didn't know nothing, you know, and I took the step. But, yeah, I would love to do a mentorship. My buddies are doing mentorship type situations. Community passageways is done by RC's cousin, Dominique Davis.
I believe
they got some super mentorship going on.
Yeah,
and also with Channel ATV with Davies Cherwell, my boss who I work with, he does some lightweight mentoring.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I would like to get in that, but you know what I'm saying? I'm constantly doing other projects to propel the Squeak Nutty Bug thing, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, what is that? Speak on that. What's that?
Like this right here. Bragabilia energy drink. Check it out, man.
Shout out Bragabilia.
Bragabilia is an awesome energy drink introduced to Seattle, you know, from California, you know, and the things they got going on behind this works with nonprofits and doing positive in the community as well.
Mm-hmm.
It gives back to us, you know what I'm saying? We ain't had no Red Bull. You know, we ain't get that kick. So, you know, they going to be the next Red Bull, Bragabilia energy drink, you know. And they want to do a lot of positive stuff, and I'm a spokesman for it, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. You got to get the curator on the podcast, man, and talk about the ingredients and, you know, how that, you know.
Yeah, this one is zero sugar. You know, quiet flex in the can. You know what I'm saying? Bragabilia, man. Bragabilia, man. Got the whole world screaming, Bragabilia, man. You know, and if you didn't know, it's a quiet flex in a can. And my name is Squeak Nutty Bug, and I like to flex when I can. But you feel me. It's something positive, you know what I'm saying? And they picked me up. But what I like about the company is when they said, you know, we're going to throw events for creatives and entrepreneurs and nonprofits, and we're going to put them together, and everybody's going to break bread. You know what I'm saying? We're going to promote ourselves. Because if you look at those big companies that are surrounded with Kellogg's and Nabisco and that's their circle.
Yeah.
So if we can bring something in that's like that and got different brands and we can surround that and make it ourselves, because I heard we got black gold in these hills.
Yeah. And, you know, but these brands, too, got to be willing to work with others, because sometimes it'll just be how can they springboard their shit next level, and they don't reach back down and say, you know, let me jump on, you know, this platform. Let me jump on and deal with these influencers. Let me deal with these artists and provide, you know what I'm saying, a mutual, you know, branding opportunity or advertising and marketing opportunity for where I could tap into their crowd, they could tap into my crowd, and we could springboard this shit.
What,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I like that. What has California ever asked anybody from Seattle to do? They're looking for artists. They're looking for podcasts.
They're
looking for producers. They're looking to jump on the Storm Tour. You know what I'm saying?
Seattle. Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm gonna run it through the middle, man, with this one. Mm-hmm. You know, Braggabilia, man, quiet flex in a can. Mm-hmm. You know, because it's positive, and like you said, they want to give back.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's most important for me, though. You know?
Yeah, they're not just going to run off.
Yeah, that's important because, you know, we got a lot of people that, you know, they come, you know what I'm saying, steal the flavor, the swag, and, you know, whoever, the crumbs that they can steal, and then they don't even fuck with you no more. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not talking about no specific region. I'm talking about business in general. Yeah. You know, LA ain't the only place doing business. This shit's across the board, across the world.
Yeah. Worldwide.
How does the women, you know, take it to your flavor, man, your style, your game, man? Because you got flavor, man. You be popping this shit. You know, how is the females, you know what I'm saying? How are they, you know?
Man, it's hot.
How are they
kettle.
Vibing with Squeak,
it's
man?
Hot, it's hot kettle over here.
Woo!
Man. Anybody can get employed. You know
what I'm saying? You accepted applications or what, man?
Yeah, man. It's some money involved. It's some money involved, man.
He said long gone.
Talk to me and tell me what COVID did positive for your life. You know what I'm saying? And I can leave you some money. You know, just for talking about your experiences in life during COVID, because this is a brand new time.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? This is where it really counts. You know what I mean?
Yeah. What's some of the top three places that you would take a date, man? Or a female, you know, a young lady that you met, you know what I'm saying, whether it was online, at a bar, at a restaurant, or in the streets on traffic, man, where would you take her, man, to introduce her, you know what I'm saying, to this 206 way of life, man, and man. Give her some flavor and let her know where she's at?
Church.
Ooh, okay. Tabernacle?
No, I would take her first. I would take her to RC Studio.
Oh, okay.
First place we're
the
going.
The Trackaholic, man.
We're going to the Trackaholic Studio, him and Beezy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Okay. Let her sing on the microphone. You know, like we always do.
Oh, boy.
No, really, though. Like you say, a date, man. I'm involved right now, so I won't be dating or taking anyone anywhere, you know, and it's really cool who I'm involved with, because it was a person when I was younger told me, when I was getting teased for my squeaky voice, they told me, hey, you know, don't worry about that. You should rap. So this person really holds something close to me.
That's
but
good. That's
if I
good.
Was to take someone to a date, I mean, I don't, well, I mean, where do they go? What do they do?
I mean, I don't know. I'm just asking
I think
your
they
flavor.
Just eat money.
Yeah,
they
damn.
Eat money. They don't want no food.
That's it, huh?
I think they eat money and wings or tacos or something.
Oh,
pizza.
Shit.
You know what I'm saying? They don't care.
I know,
man.
Seattle got more to offer than that, man. Come on now.
My favorite spot.
Catfish Corner or something.
My favorite spot is Fogo de Chao.
Oh, me too, man. That's one of my spots. But I like Fogo de Chao.
I'm at the Fogo.
Yeah, that Fogo.
You know,
man.
My other favorite spot is Metropolitan Market.
Okay.
You know, I'm a fool for the brisket. And then there's this one little spot. In the CD, they got a mac and brisket bowl that keeps me coming there like all week. You know what I'm saying? I didn't gain so much weight. I mean, man, trying to get on that bicycle, man, stay in the gym.
Get the cardio.
I love doing rap shows because it keeps me healthy.
You be up there dancing and shit, man.
Gotta move around, man. If you don't break a sweat, you don't mean it.
Yeah. So, you know, this is the Game 365 podcast, man. I gotta ask you, man, what's your definition of game, man? G-A-M-E.
Yeah, I like yours. What you said.
What I said.
You said it. You said something was real cool.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Okay.
And the game goes on, you know. I just read the book. I didn't write it. So I think getting things done, you know, achieving your goals, mm-hmm. you know, staying with a positive movement and keeping excellence in everything you do and think about, you know what I'm saying? That's good game for me, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. What I can say, you know what I'm saying?
Guarantee.
You know?
Guarantee. That's good. Yeah. I mean, you know, because it's all about, you know, transmitting shit to the youth, man, the next generation. Yeah. And that's why I think where the gap is fucked up at, because the older generation felt, you know, stingy or selfish with whatever they had, or went to prison or died off. And then that new generation, they were left to get it from their moms, their aunties, the women, or just the concrete.
Yeah.
There wasn't a lot of men out there because they got killed off.
Yeah.
They went to the joint,
yeah.
or they was getting high, or they was selfish with the hustle and with the game.
Yeah.
And that's why these youngsters is out here killing each other and not fighting the shit, hey, because they don't got no game no more.
Let's keep it honest, man. They've been killing since the beginning of time.
Not in Seattle though. It wasn't like it is now.
Every day.
It wasn't like it is now, bro. Niggas was fighting when I grew up. Niggas wasn't shooting every fucking word they go.
You remember the movie theater Lewis and Clark?
Yeah, on the highway.
Okay, well, yeah. I mean, there's another couple places I can name. There was always shooting. It was always fighting. The youngsters are, we used to be the youngsters.
Absolutely.
Remember, the music was different. We used to be the youngsters. Now the youngsters is just us. So eventually, put it like this. This wasn't done by an old person. This was a teenager. Mm. The thing with these cassette tapes is the teenagers in Florida want to sell these to the teenagers in Los Angeles. So if the teenagers is going through everything, the youngsters we talking about, they got who out there? You know, rest in peace, the ex, what's his name, one of them rappers out there. If they listening to all, in Florida, they listen to all those rappers and they can figure this stuff out to want to be a part of this, it's going to happen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, you know, I hear you, but, you know, I was just speaking on, you know, just the gap of game.
I would want to push that perfect line, but it's not a perfect world.
No, not at all.
So they coming around, man. If that thing is sitting there right now and I'm getting action from energy drinks, man, I'm 50 years old, man. If I'm still getting gaming, I just did a show, what, the other night. thanks to Platinum Plus and my homeboy P-Dog. And they drink an establishment they got going on.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Shout out what they got going on.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
And if I can rock a crowd and people are wanting me to come out and do the stuff, man, let the youngsters come around when the youngsters come around. Let's just be there for them this time.
Hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because you said something, they didn't know who Scarface was.
Not at all.
And then they came around and they're loving it.
Yeah.
Man, let the OGs get time to shine too. Mm. You feel me? Because somebody's going to love it. Somebody's going to love it, man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's the Game 365 podcast, man. We got Squeak Nutty Buck, you know, on the way out, man. Let them know where they can find you at, what you got going on, and what, you know what I'm saying, in the future, man, what you working on.
Yes, sir. A bunch of movie projects. You can find me, Squeak Nutty Buck, at Instagram. You can find me on Facebook. Check out my website, squeakmusic.com. You know what I'm saying? You can call RC and book me if you need me to perform with him at his shows. You know what
Talk
I'm saying?
Because
that's
me,
how
man.
We started, man. Me and this guy was running around, and now he's on the ones and twos. It's really popping, man. So, you know, I want to show up and make some guest appearances if I can, if that's cool with whoever promotes and books the shows. You know, I would love to come through and rock out with y'all. And, you know, I got the Grammys coming up. And, of course, we have this Braggabilia event. It's kicking off in San Diego on January 27th in San Diego. The Braggabilia Energy Drink is throwing a big event.
Talk to me.
You know, I'm going out there to do that. And after that, we got some Super Bowl action with DC Productions and Channel ATV. Mm-hmm. You know, I got some stuff out there going on.
Congratulations, man.
I'll slide over to Vegas because right after that, it's going to be the Super Bowl.
Oh, boy. Who you going for?
We
don't know who's going to be there yet. Look.
I know I'm going to be there.
Yeah, it's the Game 365 podcast, man.
I got three shows. I got three shows, Super Bowl experience, 3 days in a rooftop party at the Hustlers Club with Fatal Mac, Mac Brown, and the rest of my brothers. And who you got winning the Super Bowl? Who you think is your prediction?
Man, the Seahawks, man. I'm a Seattle guy, man.
You think so?
Yeah, till the wheels fall off, man. It's the Game 365 podcast, man. I appreciate y'all, man. We out.
Damn. That boy love the Seahawks.